It's on. Between Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Kimmel ripped into Aaron Rodgers on a show for suggesting that he was associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Take a listen.
Aaron Rodgers has a very high opinion of himself because he had success on the football field. He believes himself to be an extraordinary being. He genuinely thinks that because God gave him the ability to throw a ball, he's smarter than everyone else. The idea that his brain is just average is unfathomable to him. We learned during COVID, somehow he knows more about science than scientists. A guy who went to community college, then got into Cal on a football scholarship and didn't graduate, someone who never spent a minute studying the human body, is an expert in the field of immunology. He just put on a, he put on a magic helmet, and that G made him a genius. It's... Aaron got two A's on his report card. They were both in the word Aaron, okay?
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know, Jimmy Kimmel to me is kind of like an A-hole.
Yeah,
why?
Me too.
It's funny.
No, I'm saying, I felt this way for a long time about Jimmy Kimmel.
But that's funny. You don't get to take shots at somebody and then not expect that they're going to take shots back.
I expect it's... I think it'd be funny without, it's almost...
It sounds like he's trying too hard.
Trying too hard. It's too mean-spirited to me. It's less
and
funny.
And saying that you're a pedophile associated with Jeffrey Epstein isn't?
If he was more lighthearted about it, he would come across like the great guy, a good guy.
I think he's come across as an a-hole.
I do not think you would be take lightly to somebody suggesting that you two are pedophiles.
No, I don't.
You would not.
I'm pretty sure, Katie, you have mentioned that Jason would be on the fight logs.
Yes, I have said that.
So you have called him a pedophile
before. He did not take lightly.
That's messed up.
You're like, oh my gosh, you cornered me like I'm on the Epstein list
or
whatever.
That's terrible, Katie. That is terrible.
He didn't even remember that I did that.
That is terrible to say.
Because I'm clever AF.
No, that's not nice to say.
What I'm saying? I'm not coming at you.
I just think if that's how you do and want to position people, that's fine. But anyways, I think he tries too hard. Jimmy Kimmel tries. I think Aaron Rodgers can be a jerk too.
Both jerks.
This is what I really think at this point. It's like, this is what you get.
Oh, no, I'm not saying of course, if you attack anyone that has a show, you're going to get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think, Squid? Do you think how did Jimmy Kimmel come across?
I mean, I've always preferred Kimmel when it comes to the late night host. I'm a little biased. I've always liked Kimmel. I think he's hilarious.
And I like how
he's a little more like not also Fallon and friendly and like the perfect guy. Like I've always kind of liked that about him. So I don't mind it.
No, you don't.
Aaron Rodgers could be a little annoying. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. He's abrasive, in general.
He's controversial. Yeah.
So Jimmy Kimmel's standing on business. That's what he's doing. So I support him.
I think you just think that, but that's fine.
And that's not true. And he does have a radio background. And those are the kinds of things that we thrive off of.
No, I like, and I'm kind of jealous of the fact, I mean, we guess we could do it too, but like that he can just go at somebody hard.
We do it.
Kind of.
I mean.
And then we get scared and take down the audio.
Only for certain people.
No, I feel like, I want to do it more, but I'm told not to.
Okay, but you would because that's in your spirit.
Yes,
so
I would.
I
would agree if I'm saying, I came across as mean-spirited. I think it was less funny and more kind of like he's so mad he came and see, like, you know what I mean?
I would be mad too. If somebody called me a pedophile, would be mad too.
But yeah,
you
should be mad then. Be mad.
Kimmel has called people all sorts of things over the years. All sorts of things.
And he knows he's probably going to get it back.
Yeah.
I think Kimmel has his way. Like, it's his way, and that's how it is, and that's the view of the world, and if you're not, you're an idiot.
Are you sure that you're not bringing any sort of politics into this whatsoever?
Kimmel is extremely political, which kind of makes his show not as fun.
He does. Yeah. He is political, so yes.
That's why I like Fallon more.
He is political. And Aaron Rodgers and the conversation they're having actually is partly political. Because it stemmed from the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, with the vaccines and stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, that's how that came, yes. But
which
I'm just saying
shouldn't be political. A vaccine shouldn't be political. Stupid.
You've had 8 of them.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get the last one at the last minute.
And then Jimmy Kimmel did say, whether it's a joke or not, but I don't think he was, because COVID people got, like, way serious.
Yeah.
He did say, if you are not vaccinated, basically you deserve to die. Uh-huh. And you don't deserve a bed in the hospital if you get sick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's, like, beyond, like, insane to say something like that.
I thought this was funny audio.
Okay. It is funny. I mean, it's not funny. I'm just saying it's like he had to thread the needle on it. I think he comes across as an a-hole.
Okay. All right.
We can agree to disagree.
I guess so.
I mean,
yes.
You and Squid, Squid's biased because he loves Jimmy Kimmel, but like you two agree. Me and Jason disagree. Yeah. And I like that. I like when people fight back. I like when people punch. Yeah, I just think
next time somebody calls you guys pedophiles and be like,
next time, this will be the first time.
You did.
You didn't even remember.
But now I do. And what I just sit there and take it.
I can't wait to remind you of something that Jared said another time.
I just sit there and take it.
You did not sit there and take it the first time.
This is very specific to this conversation. Yeah, I think it's because your salmon cat days and stuff. I think it was something about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not entirely wrong.
They were, oh my gosh.
The fact that you did the research to make sure you weren't being.
I'm not the only guy that does research to make sure. Isn't that the responsible thing to do? Yes, it is. It's the responsible thing to do.
To see if the girls are 18.
Cannot comment on that.
Well, I'm just saying it's responsible. If you are 22 years old and you're about to meet somebody, you want to make sure she's a age because it can be deceiving. Look at what's his name's
Shawn Mendes'
girlfriend.
Yeah,
not Shawn Mendes. His ex girlfriend.
Kid Leroy.
Kid Leroy.
Yeah.
His girlfriend looked like she was 26. She was 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True that.
Good thing you didn't lust after her.
Well, now she's 18.
Good thing. Yeah.
Jason, you should start a website. IsShe18.com.
Yeah. I think it already exists. Doesn't it? Like when they turn 18 or something.
Oh, yeah. There's like countdown clocks and
disgusting.
Stuff.
Disgusting.
Oh. Yikes.
Disgusting. Let somebody do that about your daughter.
No,
then we'll see who's
I've
laughing.
Never thought
I'd
that
rather
was.
Somebody make sure she's the above age and legal than trying to hit on my daughter at a younger age.
Makes me sick.
I've never thought the countdown clocks were.
That's gross.
Yeah. Too much.
All right. Well, in less tense news, unless you guys feel passionately about this.
Jimmy Kimmel is funny. Don't get me wrong. And I like
yes,
that he does
he's
skits.
He's wildly successful.
In his radio background, he was, you know, he took a chance and then you know, the man show and all this stuff. But I just think since 2016, a lot of these late night hosts, it's all political. I want to go there to laugh.
It does skew
Fallon
extremely.
Do it. Conan did it a little bit, like the normal mm-hmm. stuff. Every late night show for years, you make fun of the people in power, but it became like we hate this person, and so we hate the and then make fun of the people who maybe support this person.
It is a fine line.
Him and Colbert did it like way too hard. Colbert did it though.
Yeah,
I read a whole thing about it. He was about to get fired after replacing Letterman. His ratings were so bad. And then he started going hard, you know, against Trump, and his ratings went through the roof. And so he didn't stop doing it.
Mm.
And now he's not in there. That's still all he talks about.
It is a fine line because your job for the monologue and for your whole show, and I think that we get an inside look at this, is that we are to talk about what's going on in the world.
Absolutely.
So there is a fine line, and sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't.
No, you know? Yeah.
And it's also his show. So I think that he can put his commentary and his opinion in there and you just don't like it. That's all.
Yeah, you go there to like escape everything that's going on and get some jokes and it turns into like you're watching MSNBC. You're like, oh my gosh, this is not what I want to watch.
I wouldn't go that far.
A funnier version of MSNBC.
That's a news show. He's an entertainment show.
Yeah. All right.